Today's learning from initial time losing church. Now you Moshe and Daniel Rifka Bas Moshe is really strong. Now for Moshe, we switch for Shlaima Chaim Moshe and Melka, in Bracha Bas Sarah Melka, and Matrietzka Fagel Dina, and a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in middle of Simon Reish Mem Hei, and we are up to middle of Sif Gimel. And the last thing that we learned was that if somebody went ahead and made a partnership with a guy, he failed to do the proper kinyanim before he started the deal. So, especially according to the Mechaber that held that you really got no outs, you got a big problem here. Basically, we said that you bought a field together, you should really unwind the entire sale, either by going back to the original seller and unwinding it, or through a separate party and do all the proper kinyanim and completely unwind it. Now, the Mechaber continues. That was with a field. What happens if they went into a business to open up a store, a grocery store? They should each go out and they should take their half of the store. They should be mevatel the entire partnership and unwind it. They should go ahead and redo the entire partnership. The same concept. Now, once again, the Mechaber can tell us another situation, but also similar concepts. So they don't own the land. They just made a deal. We're going to rent the land or do some sort of an agreement with the owner of the land to work the land. And once again, they did it without making the partnership. Yevatlu ashituf, they should be mevatlu the partnership, unwind the partnership. V'yimichalu zel azeh, they should each give each other any responsibility that they have to each other. V'achekach, and afterwards they should go ahead and redo the entire partnership again. Says the Rama, v'im yirtza lahascha le'ena Yehudi chelke b'shabbos oyle sachre b'kibayle shari. So the Rama throws a little bit of a new idea over here, and we'll see. The Mishabru will discuss this further. We'll see. It's not so pashut. They don't fully understand what the Rama is coming to tell us over here. But basically, so I have a partnership with a guy, and then I go ahead and I rent my rights to the partnership to my Goyish partner for Shabbos, either through rental. So in other words, you pay me a fixed rent, okay, or through a kibbalis. Kibbalis means that I am going to pay you a fixed price that is not contingent on your work or not. Okay? Like we said previously by the case of where a person owned the rights to collect taxes or the rights to mint the coins. The Kolshkin Khan, the Sharim Shutras and Yehudi, we have a partner as a guy, so we basically eliminate the Maris Ayim problem. Over here, too, would be Mutta. But let's see the Mishaburu that will discuss this further. It's a little bit difficult to understand what the Ramah is saying here. I am a Magan Avram. Look in the Magan Avram, but Tash and Iskashamai, they were very troubled by this. The Lama Yi Mutta, why would this all sudden be Mutta? The Aina Daimla Simir Reish Mem Dalad, it did not, the whole reason we gave the heter in Reish Mem Dalet, the Sham Shari Mishum Seda Dafka, that there we said that there was a Hefsid Meruba, and it wasn't, if you remember, it wasn't Minias Revach, it wasn't that you're just going to lose out on an opportunity, you own something that you're going to lose out on getting. So there we said the only problem was Maris Ayin, when you have a case that it's not a Hefsid Meruba, that it's a Hefsid Meruba, it's a large loss. Plus, it's not Menias Revach, it's the inability to collect something that belongs to you. The Chachamim said, will you set aside the Maris Ayin? Okay? But L'chair, over here, that's not the case. Over here, number one, it's Menias Revach. Number two, we have other options of how to do it. So where's the Hefsid Meruba? The Teretz HaMagan Avram B'maskana D'hocha Eri Shemaskala Yascholke B'Shabbos Bavla, that he doesn't, that the Ramah must be, says the Magan Avram, the Ramah must be talking about, not that you literally go and you rent out Shabbos to him. No, I rent out to him 3 days a week, or 20 days in the month, whatever it is. In those days, it's Shabbos as well. I say to him, I'm going to rent you all 52 Shabbos in a year, plus another 2 days of the week. So now I'm not getting paid for Shabbos, because if you understand the Ramah simply, I rented him Shabbos. How can I do that? I'm getting Schar Shabbos. Okay. Umad Ashari Bekiboilis, this that the Ramah said that in the case of Kablonis, which is like a fixed price, Mary Gamkin Shalay Yichaloy Shabbos Bekiboilis, not just for the Shabbos. Ella Bestama, it's in done without specifically saying that it has to do with Shabbos. Okay. Call Amos, basically, what's the deal? Call Amos Shatasa Ba'atzbacha. Whenever you want to work on your own, V'taviachli, kach v'kach, etlucha kach v'kach. If I make X dollars, I will give you X dollars. So when the guy goes to work, it's number one, it's not just for Shabbos, so it's not a schar Shabbos. And number two, he's going for his own will, because he knows that if he produces X, he gets Y. The Ike Rebusa the Ramah, so what's the Chiddush of the Ramah? The Kamash Malon, the Loichashin La Marisayan. We're not going to be worried about Marisayan. Shayyim Rilatarach Yisrael Uoisa, that he's doing it for the Yid. Kamech Yiddush, Yeshlein Yehudi Chelik Boy. So according to the Magen Avraham, really what, if you read the Ramah simple, it's not the case. You just got watered down a lot. We're basically saying that you can do a real deal with the guy, that he has, control, that he can work whenever he wants, and either kibolus, which meaning every time he produces X, he gets Y, or a real rental that you rent him, but not just Shabbos, you're renting him a number of the days in the week. Happens to be Shabbos is included in it, and then so what's the whole chiddush? Of course, that would be okay. The only chiddush of the Ramah is that normally by a field we say Marisayan, but since everybody knows that the guy is a partner of his, so we eliminated the Marisayan part. Now, the question is, but then why did he compare it to the case of Meches? Remember the case of Meches, just to remind ourselves, the case of Meches was that the Yid bought the rights to collect taxes in a certain region from the city. Right, or the state, and we said that over there there's a hefsed merubah and it's not really minias rebach, and therefore you're allowed to do it. But what's the comparison? The way the Magen Avraham just explained the Ramah, what's he comparing it to that case? Umasha kasav kemoishin aspire, this that he the Ramah said, as I explained, kavanasa kemoishin, it's all not really a comparative case. All he's telling us, K'may Shem D'loy Chashashul Marisayin, the Rabbanon set aside the Marisayin, the Kolshka Hacha, the Lekka Marisayin Klal, certainly over here, where there's no Marisayin as well, Shehu B'Shutva Semein Yehudi, because the guy is his partner. The Chena Taz Maskeladina, that the Taz also says, you can't read this Ramah literally. The Eina Mutab is Ela Bavla, either the first option, that it was done Bavla, meaning that he rented it to him a number of days, the Afal became Yizor Shalei Ladabri Mehudi Eni Basic B'Shabbos. He adds on. He says, if you're going to make this deal, you got to be careful. You can't talk to the guy about the business on Shabbos. K'moshe Kasa Chayin B'Sof Sim Reish Mendel. As we said previously, the Yid can't sit next to the guy even when we had these cases that it was after. The Yid can't sit next to him and talk to him. He can be involved in the business, because there we had a separate problem of the Daber. You should not be involved in your businesses at all on Shabbos. Okay, we have another couple of minutes. Let's start Sif Dalet. Yochel Yisrael Litin Le'eni Yehudi Mismoyes L'Sasek Bev. So now we're moving into a different situation. I have a right to go to a guy and say, here's $100,000, go do business with it, right? So, V'afal Pishen Yehudi Noisem Noisem Emes Shabbos, the guy is going around with my money on Shabbos and doing deals. Choylik Imay Kol HaSachav HaShava, you can split the money with him. Number one, what was the main problem of a partnership with a guy? Go back all the way to the beginning. It's always going to come back to this. The main problem is that I have a responsibility to work and the guy has a responsibility to work. When the guy is covering for me, he's doing my shlichus. Over here, it's not. Over here, I have cash. I gave it to the guy. I said, go do deals with it. The guy's doing deals with it. He's not, I don't have any responsibility to work his. He's not doing my shlichus. Right? And it's not noticeable. So there's two problems generally. Number one, is he doing my shlichus? Number two, am I getting Schar Shabbos? And number three is the Amaris Ayin. All those problems don't exist here because the guy is working on Daita Denafshe because he wants to make money. He gets 50% of the profit that he makes on my money. He's not doing my shlichus because I'm not responsible to be working over here. So he's not doing my shlichus. And number three, there's no Amaris Ayin because the guy's walking around with cash making investments. Nobody knows by a field. Everybody knows the field belongs to the Yid. By the money, nobody knows who the money belongs to. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mei she'ein, he said that he's not doing my shlichus. Okay, she'imayim etelus alav asa medina. If I said okay to the guy, let's go into partnership over here. I'm going to invest $100,000 into this business, and we're going to go make investments, but we're going to do it together. Oh, then it's a problem. K'mash kasev sefalav shimlo hisna asa. Then you got to make the deal because if not, we have the responsibility to do it together. And now he's covering for me. Second, the Mechaber said that nobody's going to say that it belongs, that the guy is doing my shlichus. U'mishum mechzi kischa Shabbos leka derehu bavla. Say that it's chas Shabbos also not, because he's not saying I made this money on Shabbos. I'm giving him the money. He spends the whole week making investments. I only come and see Shin Zayin, you'll see later on, in Shin Zayin, Siv Gimel, Siv Dal, Mashk Safta, Shem Mishaburu. We're going to go into this further. We also said there's no Maris Ayin because nobody knows that it's Nikra al Shem Yisrael. To say that people are going to say that I hired the guy, it's also not the case. Nobody knows who this money belonged to. But if this business, if he's running around town with my money saying that I'm buying for the, or I'm investing on behalf of the Jew, that would be a problem. Like the same thing by Americans. If it's Nikra al Shmai, then people are going to say he's my hired employee and he's working for me on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburu, although the Mechaber told us that this case is mutter, that is only that I don't tell him he has to work on Shabbos. We always need the Adai to the Nafshe that he's working on his own will. As we said earlier in Sif Hey. Let's just see the remote, finish up the Sif. Says the remote, right? That this only works like we described. I'm giving him the money and he runs around doing the investments. Avlim kol echad oisik b'yoymoi v'yisroel tzarech lasik neged masha osik en Yehudi b'Shabbos. If we each have our days, so if he works Shabbos, I gotta work Sunday. Also, it's also because he's again back to the problem. He's doing my shlichus. Unless you made the original deal that we explained in the beginning of this simon, of course, then it's okay. Finish up the remark. The Yisrael sheyesh leim mashkim ein Yehudi ayin lekamen simon shin chav hey sif beis. We will see that in a little bit. What to do when you're holding on to a mashkin of a guy. We're not going to get into that right now. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yetz Hashem, we will start with sif hey tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.